This is sad. If you have siblings, you know, brother or sister, a few of each, whatever, there's some research that shows that your parents have been lying to you, Raven.
Okay, how's that?
You ever ask your parents who's your favorite child and they say, I love you all exactly the same?
Yes, I love you equally.
Yep. Nope. Fake news. Not real.
Oh, no.
According to this research, anyway, says that if you have siblings and you guys were born within 4 years of each other, 4 years, that's the magic number.
Okay.
It found that 74% of moms and 70% of dads have a favorite. They have preferential treatment towards one child.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm older than both my siblings, so I feel pretty good about that. But okay, continue.
There's really not much more to it. If you have a brother or sister, which one of you is your favorite? And I was thinking about it because I guess it's different because my kids are 10 years apart.
Yeah.
So they're very different times in their life. And
in your life.
And in my life, too. So when I say like I love them both. I love both my girls the same. Now, don't get me wrong. If I get a knock on my door and the police show up,
yeah,
I know who they're there for, which one of my kids.
The four-year-old.
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean I love her any less than her big sister.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that probably people love their kids differently because the kids are different, but they you love them equally. I mean, you love them both, right?
Yeah, not according to this research. No.
Man.
I was trying to think about it. I was like, all right. I'm thinking about my brother and my sister and I, three of us. I'm like, which one is the favorite? And it's tough, but I would say if I was the favorite, I'm the favorite because I will drive my mom anywhere she wants to go.
Okay.
Even though my mom is very young, she's in her early 60s, she still doesn't like to drive outside of the town that she lives in.
Yeah.
So anytime she has to go somewhere,
she calls you up.
Yeah, she calls me. And I'll drive her. Wherever she wants to go, I'll bring her, you know? So I think if I'm the favorite, that's why I'm the favorite.
Okay. I would say that if I'm the favorite, it would be because I'm a great listener, right? So whatever, you know, my parents want to talk about or sit down about or whatever, not only will I, you know, listen to that conversation, but I will let that conversation go on and on and on. If we're actually together, oh, that could just happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I was talking with my mother yesterday for like 2 hours.
Oh, that's a long time.
It's a long time. Yeah. And, you know, and it's been a time in between them. But, you know, when it comes up and the opportunity is there, and then I say to myself after, I'm definitely the favorite.
Wait a minute. My mom talks to my sister every single day for like an hour on the phone. And I don't talk to her every day for an hour on the phone. Is she the favorite?
Oh, boy.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Why do you think you're the favorite? Ashley.
I'm a really good gift giver. Like, I'm thoughtful about that. Like, I always give, like, useful gifts, and I think that my parents appreciate that. I don't just get anything, you know?
Yeah, thoughtful gifts mean a lot. Bribes, really. I mean, they're good bribes is what it is, right? I mean, it's always nice to know that somebody's paying attention, right? That somebody's, you know, you're invested in them. So it's more than just being a good gift giver at that point. You're a good listener. You're a good observer.
My sister is a graphic designer, and she makes, like, beautiful artwork, like, of the grandkids, and I always...
That's like cheating.
It's cheating.
Yeah.
Because she knows that I am incapable of doing anything like that whatsoever.
And if you want that, you have to hire her to do it.
Exactly.
And so then, even if you paid for it and you conceptualize it and had the idea, oh, well, Laura did it.
Yeah, she already did it. Oh, she made something beautiful and meaningful. Well, you know what? I'm just going to go to Bloomingdale's and buy you shoes, Mom, because that's what I do.
I mean, know your limits, right?
1-800-330-9999. Why are you the favorite child? Terrible news. Your parents have been lying to you. You ask them, who do you love the most out of you and your siblings? They say, we love you all the same. And you want to know what? It's a lie. Research says that 70% of parents have a favorite.
Oh, no.
Maybe you're happy about that because you know you're the favorite. Rebecca, why are you the favorite child?
Because I'm the most adult. I don't call asking for money. I'm the most dependable. I'm there at 11, 1, 3 in the morning when anyone needs anything. I am the go-to person. I schedule doctor's appointments for my parents. I take them to doctor's appointments. I would do anything but wipe their butt because they're not that old yet.
You had me when I don't ask for money. That was it. I was like, yep, 100%.
Yeah, lead with that. You're fine. Right. You are adult. Good job.
Jessica, why are you the favorite?
This is why I'm not the favorite.
Oh, boy.
I'm always the voice of reason.
Mm.
So of the five kids, if something's going on that probably shouldn't be going on, they revert to me as the oldest and make me be the one that tells everybody how it is.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I've learned over time is adults don't want to hear about their faults. They don't want to hear about their faults. They don't, you know, sometimes they just want a distance from reality.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, I'm usually the first phone call to call whoever has screwed up at home.
It's true. If you're the first phone call when something goes wrong, I think that's how you know you're the favorite.
I mean, are you the favorite or the most dependable, reliable?
Like, you're
not necessarily
call.
The most fun.
Yeah, maybe that just goes to the oldest because I'm the oldest too. Like, whenever something goes wrong, I'm the first call. But I guess they just go in order. I don't know.
This is Avery.
Avery, why are you the
favorite? I'm the favorite child because I have three brothers, so I am the princess of the house and always have been and still at my older age, and my brothers all know it. I own it.
Yeah, I think that when you're the one of your gender, you can be the favorite. Same thing with a house full of girls. If you're the one boy,
it's like my family.
You're going to be the baby.
And I come from an Italian family, so like the boy is the prize. Yeah.
You know, I rule.
Nico, why are you the favorite?
Well, I'm the middle child of two sisters, and I believe I'm the favorite because I spend the least amount of their money.
Yeah, that falls right in line with a couple calls that we've gotten, right?
Yeah.
Usually the middle child, they say, suffers, but look at you, making out, making the best of it.
When you're the only boy middle child, forget it. You're the golden child.
Good job.
Yeah, I am. That's right.
Ross, why are you the favorite child?
So, like, whenever my dad had projects around the house or jobs to do, chores and stuff like that, I was always the one to volunteer first, and my brother avoided it at all costs. I would always be the first one to wash or dry the dishes and all that, so I was just there for the jobs.
My husband, I believe, is the favorite of all the children, even though he is the son-in-law, because he is able to move things, and they call him whenever they need heavy things moved, all the time. Like, Paul, can you stop over? I got a lot of boxes. He's like, okay, and he just goes with his muscles, and he moves things.
Definitely handy.
Leah, why are you the favorite child?
Because I'm the only one in my family who hasn't been arrested yet.
Oh, good.
That's one that happens kind of by default, right? I mean, don't get arrested now.
Right. It's not that hard.
Well.
That's so funny. Me, my brother, my sister, not one of us have been arrested. Knock on wood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I guess we're all equally when it comes to that. Unless one of them have been arrested and they didn't tell me. And they've been hiding it this whole time.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it could go either way with you now at this point, right? If you were to get arrested, then you'd be like, so? I'm last in line, right? So if anybody judges you, you could put it back on them. And if you never
right,
do,
I'm
then
thrilled.
You're the saint. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
What a great position to be in.
Every moment counts to squeeze out the best with your kids. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Made from 100% fruit and no sugar added in a squeezable pouch. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze.